The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in view. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing. Hey, 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 thank you so much for joining us here today on La Foolery. I just love that theme song. It truly gets me in the right frame of mind. I want to thank again Kim Swain for writing that song. But listen, today we're going to focus on how to be happy in your life and how to be happy with yourself. But I want to thank you for joining us here today on The Fuller View on 105.5 FM. And also catch us on wonderful Wednesdays on Radio St. Pete. So excited about being syndicated and being able to share my message all around the world. Truly a great thing. How about The Fuller View is all about sharing time, talent, and testimony, sharing stories of success, stories that will empower you, inspire you, and prayerfully allow you to live your life to the fullest. We are definitely on all social medias. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Heidi B. Fuller. And make sure you check out our SoundCloud. Very excited about being on SoundCloud. I want to thank Hunter and Zach for being on part of the team and helping me to live my life to the fullest and to be the best that I can be. The Word of God says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we talk about that all the time. But the best part of that scripture to me is that He talks about how He has come for us to have life and to have it more abundantly. And I want to talk about that abundance. That abundance has a lot to do with our mindset and how we feel about ourselves and our state of mind and about being happy. And that's what we're talking about today, about being happy. And being in an abundance mindset, someone who is in an abundant, has an abundant mentality, is an optimist. And people have called me optimist all of my life and have called me Happy Heidi. And I don't have a problem with being called Happy Heidi because I like being happy. So that is what we're going to talk about today in light of all that's going on in the world, your state of mind, and how you can be happy. And today, right here on The Fuller View, I'm going to show you how. So stick around for more with me, Heidi B., on The Fuller View on 105.5 FM, The King.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck.
I feel this one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let Him take the wheel.
Hallelujah. tired of you that say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah.
Say yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Won't he do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes, pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you again for joining us here today on The Fuller View. As mentioned, we're going to talk about how to be happy. As simple as it sounds, it really can be a difficult place for a lot of people to be in because we know that happiness is truly a state of mind. And I hope that the information that I share with you today allows you to find your happiness. I don't know how many of you guys have seen the Troll movie, but it's one of my favorite movies. And in that movie, the main thing about that movie was finding your happiness. And the main character talked about happiness just being on the inside of all of us. And it really is. You don't have to ask anybody if you can be happy. You don't even have to tell anybody that you're happy because it will radiate through your skin and through your pores and all those other great things that God allows us to express ourselves through. But talking about how to be happy. Being happy, of course, starts in the mind. So what I'd like to ask you today is, what are you believing in? Are you believing in yourself? Are you believing in the Word of God? Are you believing in the things that you're telling yourself in order for you to be the best that you can be? That's what's going to allow you to be happy. What are you listening to? Are you listening to some music that's going to make you get up and dance and groove and do all those other great things? Are you listening to something that's going to bring you down and make you sad and depressed? Listening to shows like The Fuller View and being able to surround yourself with amazing people will definitely have a great impact on how your happiness meter goes to the left or to the right. But we want to make sure that we maintain our happiness for being who we are within ourselves. So telling ourselves those positive things like, I am the greatest. I am more than enough. I am a conqueror. I am truly the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath, not lacking any good thing. Tell yourself those kind of things on a daily, and that will help you with your happiness. What are you reading? Reading is so important. Reading is fundamental. Reading, a lot of people don't like to read anymore, but there's a lot of really good books out there that you can pick up and read that will help you with your mind. Books that will inspire you and encourage you. Read the Bible. Read Proverbs. That will help you with a lot of different areas of your life so you can continue to move in the right direction. Because you truly deserve better. You deserve more. When you start doubting yourself and start putting up other people's opinions on what you believe in, that's what determines your outcome. And we can't put our stock in what somebody else says and does for us and to us that makes us feel bad about who we are when we know deep down inside we are more than conquerors and we got this thing and we can do some things in life that they would never be able to do. Unfortunately, people that try to bring you down, and we talk about this quite often because I experience it more than I'd like to. Haters, okay? You got a lot of haters out there that are watching you try to do your best and trying to be on your best game and seeing you do your personal development and taking your classes, and they'll say, well, why are you doing that? What are you doing all that for? Don't even pay them any attention. You're doing it for yourself because you are having to get yourself together so you can live your best life. And I share this because we are, even if you're doing that to somebody else, shut up. Stop saying bad things to people. Why don't you try to encourage them instead? If you don't understand what they're doing, it's okay. You don't have to understand. God didn't give you their blessing. God didn't give you what it is that they need in order for them to move forward. You need to concentrate on what it is that you need to do in order for you to make yourself move forward and for you to be happy. A lot of times we get so concerned about what's going on in somebody else's lane that we can't stay in our own lane. And that's what makes life what it is. So let's continue to be happy. Let's continue to encourage one another to move and to do the things that we need to move and to do and groove so we can live our lives to the fullest. I tell you, setting goals will help you be in a happy place. It can discourage you or it can catapult you into what you want to do. But let's set some goals in order for us to live our lives to the fullest so we can reach the things in life that we want to reach. If you don't want to set some goals, at least have a plan. Have a plan of action. And then you need to stay focused on those action plans and those goals so you can make sure that you've made it from point A to point B to see that you're moving in the right direction. How about we also stop watching so much TV? TV is so depressing sometimes, especially right now with the whole coronavirus going on and all these other things going on with schools shutting down and sporting events not being able to have the crowd and the fan and all that energy inside of the arenas that we are used to or accustomed to. Right now is truly a time to focus on your happiness. Focus on who you are and whose you are. During this time, this is the best time to realize that what you have in your hand and the people that you have around you are most important. So continue to do those things that will help you to stretch and help you develop that type of lifestyle that you want to live. Social media can also be a very depressing state to put you in because people are unfortunately sharing stories that are not true, or they're making you feel inferior, or you're seeing things on media that you feel like, now I know I could be doing better, I know I could be doing something. And half of the time, most of the time, the posts that you see, those people aren't doing those things. They're just making themselves feel better, and unfortunately it's making you feel bad because you're believing the lie that they're sharing. What is that, false media? Fake media? But a lot of those things, some of those things are true, and I just want you to make sure that, again, you stay in your lane, and as long as you're doing what you need to do for yourself, whatever everybody else is doing shouldn't really matter to you. You need to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself enough to know that you can do it, that you are, again, more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. You can do anything. I'll tell you, when I was working at a big company, can I give the name of the company? When I was working in a company, I'm talking to Kevin, working at a company, I went through a transition that could have devastated me. But I want to just tell you a quick story. When I started with the company, we went through a training, and there was about 20 of us in this training. And during this training, I met a young lady that was not always the happiest, and she was kind of by herself, kind of mealy-mouthed, and, you know, just never really had anything positive to say. And for whatever reason, I was drawn to her. So every time I would see her, I would say, come on, and I'm going to say her name. I would say, come on, Jeannie Beanie, we can do this. And because of the type of training we were going through, it was a learning curve. And some of the younger people in the training, of course, they caught on a lot faster because it had to do something with the computer. And some of us older folks or more seasoned people had a little bit more of a challenge to grasp what was going on. But nevertheless, I would tell Jeannie Beanie every day, hey, Jeannie Beanie, we're going to get this today. We're going to pass this test. We're going to be able to do all the things that we need to do so we can be successful in this arena that we're in. But she would always say, oh, no, Heidi, I can't do it. And she drank a lot of sodas and she was overweight and just really beat up herself a lot. And it was just amazing to me that she was even offered this opportunity in the position that we were in, because you had to have a good state of mind to be in order to service the customers that we had. So it was just really interesting even having a conversation with her. Nevertheless, I would tell her every day how beautiful she was and how smart she was and how we could really get through this thing, and there was nothing that we couldn't do as long as we stuck together and we, you know, kept each other on in the right frame of mind. Long story short, 6 months later or so, it was time for me to have my review because I was looking to move into a different position with this particular company. And everyone in my training knew that this is what I was looking to do. I came out of the meeting and Jeannie Beanie saw me coming around the corner, and she knew that I had been just beat up. I felt like I had been kicked in the teeth because of what I was told during that 6 month review. Very disappointing. And all of a sudden I hear in the back of me, walking up behind me, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're courageous, you can do anything. And I'm about to cry even thinking about it, but it was just really something. And I only share that to say, it is so important what we say to other people because we never know what's going to come back to us. Kevin, I don't want to cry on radio. But I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful that I was able to put that kind of energy out, because as soon as I needed it, it came right back to me. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more. Come on, Kevin. I can't.
I'm going to let you laugh. First off, why don't you tell them who Kevin is? I know they probably, she said, Kevin, I'm the producer,
thank you, Kevin. Kevin keeps me in check. Kevin tells me when I'm rambling and I'm going off track and when my spirit isn't up. And I thank you, Kevin, for being here with me today. But just wanted to encourage somebody, and I don't want to be emotional, but when it comes time to, and when it comes to sharing the things that are inside of you, what you deposit in other people will always come back to you. You reap what you sow. Seed time and harvest time. So during those times, and I was planting those seeds in the genie meeting, telling who she was and strengthening her and trying to encourage her to be the best that she could be, I had no idea that it was going to come back to me the way that it did. And I just want to thank you. Thank you, genie meeting, for reminding me of who I am.
Okay.
Anyway. Nevertheless, say good things. Say good things to yourself. Say good things to people because it does come back. If you're constantly telling yourself you are more than a conqueror, you're a winner, you are all those great things, your self-conscious or your, what is it, your psyche will remind you, hey, I am more than enough. I am more than a conqueror. I can do this. I am all of that and then some. If that's what you're telling yourself, that's what you continue to hear. So please don't tell yourself anything other than who you are. You are a winner. You're number one. I'm brave. I'm smart. I'm beautiful. I'm kind. I'm an abundant leader. I you know, all those great things that you need to tell yourself in order to push yourself to greatness. Kevin, I really need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM, The King.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Bring me down, can't.
And welcome back to The Fuller View. Yes, I've gotten myself together. Thank you so much, Kevin, for the pat on the back and the words of encouragement. But again, thank you guys for joining me here today on The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. I am a very emotional person, but I am in control of my emotions. That's why I say it's so important for us to own your own happiness. I have to own my own happiness, and I have to challenge myself quite often about the stories that I tell myself so I can make sure that I stay on point and be the best mother that I can be, the best friend, the best person that I can be, so I can live my life to the fullest. But I want you to own your happiness. Own your own happiness, because if we allow our happiness to get away from us and give our happiness away to somebody else, they would dictate how we feel for the rest of the day. And we definitely don't want that, because you are in control of your own life. And I want you to enjoy the journey. Enjoy this journey through life, because this is the only life that you have. So every day when you wake up in the morning and you tell yourself, okay, today is going to be an amazing day, how about allow today to be an amazing day, and you don't allow anything or anybody to interfere with that feeling, because so many times things come up. You may have a meeting and you come out of that meeting and it's not what you want to hear, or you may get a phone call or an email. But we have to make sure that when we get these distractions during the day that cause us to get off of our game, we have to make sure that we snap out of it, challenge what you're telling yourself, and say, okay, what's the real meaning behind what it is that I'm getting? You have to stay focused and master that. Control your focus. I know it can be kind of difficult, but once you get a grip on what's really going on, you'll be surprised at how well you can direct the narrative and how you can control what's really going on around you. You get some bad news and people say, oh no, you know, how are you going to handle this? It has everything to do with the way that you handle it. You say, okay, I'm going to do it this way, or I'm going to do it that way. But you have to be able to focus enough, or to breathe, or to step back long enough for you to make sound decisions. Because we know that we're very upset, or when things come about and we make decisions right off the top of our head, sometimes it's not the best thing to do. So make sure that you challenge the story that you're telling yourself, that you're receiving, and really figure out, okay, how am I going to handle this in order for it to work out in my favor and in the favor for those that are around me. Again, as I mentioned, enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey in life that we're having, because this is the only life that we have, and it is your life to be happy. Again, I can't stop talking about that abundance of life. I used to attend a church in Texas, in Houston, Texas, called Abundant Life Cathedral with Sister Sandra. Can't remember the pastor's name, but it was such a great church. And every time I walked into that church, you could just feel the energy. It was a happy place. And that was the first time I really started participating in praise and worship, because these people stood up so much in this church to where every time I would bring a guest, that was the first thing I would say, you all stand up a whole lot. But we were praising and worshiping. And I didn't really understand that concept until I started attending that church. And now I love to be able to stand and praise and worship and move about and be able to do the things that you need to do to feel good about your worship service and how you feel, and receiving all those things that God will be putting back into you, depositing back into you once you lift your hands and really put yourself in the space of worship, all the things that you hear and you receive during that time. But Abundant Life Cathedral in Houston, Texas, I don't know if you guys are still there, but I want to give you a shout out and for thanking you for introducing me to such a beautiful experience. Now, we've been talking about how to be happy, and I know I've gotten off track, but this is who I am. I thank you guys for loving me and for being a part of The Fuller View, and for having a view for yourself and for your life to live your life to the fullest, because that's truly what we're all about. We were talking about enjoying the journey. I am currently enjoying my journey right now. I'm enjoying my journey because I have an opportunity to do the things that God has called me to do, which is to have a platform to be able to share with people from all over the world, and to be able to share with them how they can live their lives to the fullest as well. If you're just tuning in for the first time, again, The Fuller View is all about sharing time, talent, and testimonies, sharing stories of success, sharing stories that will empower and inspire, and that will educate you and equip you to live your life to the fullest. And I think that's important, because we all need a word from time to time. Some of us don't get to church. Some of us don't have girlfriends or guy friends that are continuing to put great information inside of us. Some people don't have children that continue to encourage them and to empower them. But I say that to say that's what we should all be doing. We should all be looking for ways to encourage one another, to empower one another. I absolutely love my children. I love my children because they continue to tell me how awesome I am and how great I am. But that's only because I've been able to tell them the same thing. So what you're telling other people hopefully will come back to you. And it's not just what you're telling them. It's all about your actions as well. Are you being obedient with those things that you said that you were going to do? Are you being obedient to the word of God? Are you saying, I'm going to do this, and you actually do that? Are you keeping your word? Because that has a lot to do with the outcome of everything. You know, a lot of times we're not happy about things because we're afraid. And being afraid of things will keep you from being happy. So I suggest that whatever that thing is that you're afraid of, go out and conquer it. Research it. Do whatever you need to do about that thing that's making you fearful so you can be happy and live a prosperous life. Amen? Yes, yes, yes. Make relationships. Make relationships with people that, or have relationships with people that, again, will encourage you and inspire you to live your best life. I can't say it enough because it's so important for us to surround ourselves with people that will not necessarily give us a pat on the back or always blowing smoke up our tails, but you do want to be around people that are going to push you. Hey, get you a mentor. A mentor is great. A mentor will make sure that you are staying accountable or will keep you accountable to those things that you need to do. A mentor will share things with you that will inspire you and that will encourage you and that will teach you the things that you may need to learn along your journey. Also, don't give up. Never give up. Make sure that you stay on track. Never, never, never give up. Sometimes things look very bleak and it's like you can't go on, but tell yourself, yes, I can. Just try it one more time. Do it one more time. One more time, one more time. As many times as I've been on radio over the last, 18 years, I believe, since 2004, it's been discouraging. It's been happy times. It's been sad times. It's been, oh my God, what am I doing times? But I continue to do what I do. And then when I get the response that I get from my listeners, it makes all the difference in the world. To know that I'm sharing something that will allow them to move further and to get up on top of their game so they can do what they've been called to do by the word of God. What I do know is that you are 100% responsible for you. We can always want somebody to give us a pat on the back or to tell us something that we need to hear. But keep in mind that it's all up to you. It's truly 100% up to you. At the end of the day, it's going to be what you tell yourself, how you feel about yourself, and what you're doing with your life that's going to determine the outcome. So make sure that you're doing those things. Treat yourself to something awesome. Make sure that you're telling yourself how awesome and amazing you are. Because someone else's opinion of you does not determine who you are. And as many times as we always want, when they say sticks and stones won't break my bones, but words will never hurt me, that is such a lie. Words do hurt. Words can kill somebody. Words can actually take out all of your self-esteem. But that's why you have to listen to the right words. And even if you do have somebody coming to you with some negative information or telling you who you can't be or who you're not, you take what you need to take and you just keep on moving forward. And as a matter of fact, in mentioning that, just had a young lady to exit my life that I have deleted and don't want to have anything else to do with. And yes, I am putting my business in the street, but sometimes we need to put a stop to some things. If you've got somebody in your life that's constantly telling you negative things, not necessarily negative things about you, but negative things about the things that you're doing, why are you doing that? You know, even saying why you're doing that, I'm thinking about Dr. Tanya Lowe from last week. We have people, haters, around us that constantly want to bring you down, that constantly want to figure out what it is that you're doing. But as I mentioned to you before, you have to stay away from those kind of people. But in mentioning the young lady that I had to delete out of my life, if you're listening, I deleted you out of my life because I don't need to talk to you every night. I don't need to talk to you every day when I wake up. I don't need you to control what it is that I'm doing in my life. Please get your own self together. And a lot of us need to tell people that are in our lives that are trying to dictate what we're doing. You need to tell them that I'm done. Delete. Get rid of them. Don't have anything else to do with that person because that's a negative energy that you don't need. I know I kind of went off track, but sometimes you just have to make a stop to some things and stop just accepting things for as they are. As I mentioned, someone else's opinion doesn't mean that that's what things are. Another quick story that I could share with you really quickly. She was my girlfriend back then, but my dear friend's daughter was in a terrible car accident. And everyone rallied around this young lady because she was a light of hope. Everyone loves this young girl. So once I got down to the hospital, the waiting room was packed with young kids that were crying and moaning, oh my goodness, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to happen? And it was really sad because this young girl just brought so much light to everyone. And when you bring a lot of light to people, people mourn when you're not in a good space. But nevertheless, she's laying on this table in the emergency room, and they let me walk in because her mom was traveling at the time. And I had a chance to see this beautiful young girl laying on this table. And when I saw her, her head was as big as a watermelon. They had a brace around her neck. There was debris all on the floor because, keep in mind, we were in the emergency room, and I see the doctor. The doctor has on his mask and everything, and he says, you know, it doesn't look good. He sits down in this chair, and he tells me, he says, well, you know, she hit her head on the tree. She's got a crack in her skull. We're going to have to put some pins in, and we're going to have to do all of these things. And, you know, I started to tune out because he was telling me all of this crazy stuff that I just couldn't accept. Till finally, I said, hold it. And I got knelt down next to him in his chair. I said, hey, do you pray? And he kind of looked at me and smirked. I said, well, do you believe? And he was like, well, yeah. I said, well, since you're a believer and I'm a believer, please know that I can't accept any of that you're telling me. That baby that's laying over on that table is going to get up here and walk out of here. He said, well, she's not responding. I said, no problem. I got up, went over, and I told her, I said, hey, baby, you got to get up off this table. Because all the things that this man is telling me, we can't even have that. And she started to respond. I don't want to cry again, but I tell you, your words are so powerful. So as she started to respond, they immediately removed me from the emergency room and did the things that they needed to do to get her stable and where she needed to be. I promise you, not 4 days went by. She walked out of the hospital. What a Band-Aid. Because I could not receive or accept that thing that the doctor was trying to tell us, I truly believe that the Holy Spirit and God, of course, all by himself, healed this baby because of what we refused to believe. So I'm only sharing this to tell you, you know, you don't always have to take on what somebody is telling you just because they're telling you these things. You do have the will and the power and the courage to say, no, that's not my story. That's not the way that this is going to end. I could have easily accepted, okay, so now I'm going to have to call her mom and tell her, hey, your baby's going to walk out here with a plate in her head, and that the doctor's telling me X, Y, Z, and that all these crazy things are going to go on. But instead, I decided to say, hey, baby, we're going to get up out of here, that you are healthy and whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, that all of those things, that whatever God put inside of me to say to this baby, she got out of that hospital, and within days was being able to walk out of that hospital with only a scratch and a Band-Aid, and just so thankful that I was there. You know, so I'm telling you guys, in talking about being happy and how to be happy, that's a part of my happiness. A part of my happiness is being able to speak life and to speak those things as though they were, and to say those things that I want, because I do want a great life. I do live in abundance. I am all of that and then some, and so are you. There's a book called, a story called, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with it, but The Jungle Book. I love that movie, The Jungle Book, because throughout the whole movie, he's trying to figure out who he is. Just like in life, we are all trying to figure out who we are. And throughout the whole movie, every character in that movie was telling the main character, Mowgli, who he was. And he didn't even realize it. From Kyra, or can't remember the snake's name, she says, do you know who you are? If we only knew who we were and how powerful we are and how much we have to offer this world, we could do so many great things. And then when he got to the temple and he ran into the orangutan, and they all wanted to be like him. I want to be like you. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's funny to me because we don't even know who we are. And all the people that are watching us and then looking at us that admire us and want to be like us, we don't even know we got it going on. So know who you are. Know whose you are. Know that you are truly the head and not the tail, above and never beneath, not lacking any good thing. Know that you are more than a conqueror. And start telling yourself who you are every morning, because you are all of those things. I have a list of I am. And I think it's important for us to know who we are and to know whose we are in order for us to continue to do the things that he's called us to do. Stop waiting on somebody else to tell you who you are, and you tell yourself, I'm trying to find my I am so I can share those I ams with you. But I am great. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am courageous. I am more than enough. I am the head and not the tail. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. These are the things that we need to continue to tell ourselves. I am strong. I am happy. I am loved. I am rich. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I live in abundance. I can do anything. Oh, me, yes, see, I can do anything. My son has a great song that I'll be able to play for you guys in the future. Come on, Hunter, get that song for me so I can play it for our audience, because I know that it would be such a blessing to those that would be listening. I am beautiful. I manifest greatness. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and never beneath. I am more than a conqueror. No good thing will pass me. Everything that God has for me, I will receive. Remember who you are and whose you are, and remember to be happy on this day. Come on back for us for more of The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM. And make sure you tune in on Wonderful Wednesdays on RadioSt.Pete.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life expect some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Happy.
don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
If you want it, you can have it. If you need it, you can have it. It's yours. soul to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up. A power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now,
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and people.
You look so much better when you smile, so smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on!
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Can y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile.
Whatever you're in right now,
smile, smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
I say,
you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
And while you're waiting,
so much better when,
yeah,
you, oh, oh,
and why are you praying?
You look so much better when you, oh, oh,
look in the mirror.
You look so much better when you, oh, oh.
Always remember.
You look so much better when you smile.
Come on.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up.
That I can't explain.
But the Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven. Like
came down from
shower.
Heaven. Hardships, difficulties,
right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do. Oh, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while,
still,
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
It's so hard to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile.
You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happening. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you smiling. Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Welcome back to The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. I am your host, Heidi B. Fuller. Again, please share and follow me on all social medias, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and what's that other one, Kevin?
Facebook.
LinkedIn.
Twitter.
I'm on SoundCloud. And on SoundCloud, you can hear the show on SoundCloud. You can hear our past shows on SoundCloud as well. So I'm very excited about that. Listen, we're going to wrap up on today's show. Again, we've been talking about how to be happy. And I just want to give you a few things that will assist you in doing just that. We want to wake up early. Why is it important to wake up early? It's important to wake up early because, as they say, the early bird catches the worm. But when you find yourself waking up early, you can get a lot more done during the day. So wake up early and start your day on the right track by telling yourself the things that you need to tell yourself, like you're beautiful, you're smart, you're strong, and you can do anything. We also want to meditate and breathe. I don't know if you guys are interested or know of any good breathing exercises, but please check out Fuller Better Life. We'll have some breathing exercises and some things on that site that will help you to learn how to meditate and how to breathe so you can have a fuller, better life. Exercise, exercise, exercise. Try your best to exercise daily. Do something every day. Believe me, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, you'll see the results, and you'll be a whole lot happier about your exercising every day. Kevin, do you exercise?
Yep.
And you look fantastic. How about last season when I was here? Kevin was two of Kevins, and now it's one of Kevin.
I hear that a lot.
And he looks fabulous, darling. So
you
proud of Kevin.
Live, you got to do the necessary things, as Heidi says.
Yes, you have to do those necessary things. You have to exercise daily. And how about clean eating? There's some happy foods out there. There's some things that you could eat that would keep you in the right frame of mind and to keep you happy. And then there's some foods that we eat that just makes us just want to go to bed. We know how those foods are, those lazy foods, those comfort foods, as we call them. But we want to just make sure that we're eating clean, eating things that come out of the ground. We want to eat fruits and vegetables and all those things. Because when you eat those type of things, it has a tendency to repair your body, to cleanse your body, to do those things so we can have a healthier, healthier life. Also, the last thing I'd like to share is to get enough sleep. It's important for us to get the amount of sleep that we need so we won't be groggy and angry and hangry and all those other good things that happen when we don't get the proper rest. Your body needs that downtime to repair. The way that God created us, it is absolutely amazing. Our skin repairs itself, our blood vessels, our blood, and all those other kind of good things. Our bodies repair itself if we give it the proper nutrients and the proper rest that it needs. You will be amazed at how your life will end up if you just take care of yourself. Just take better care of your body and all those other things will come together. Again, you have been listening to The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM, The King, and also on 1430 AM. Please make sure that you tune in on Wednesdays, Wonderful Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. On RadioSt.Pete.com. How about you can say, "Hey Siri, I want to hear Radio St. Pete." And Radio St. Pete will come up and you can hear The Fuller View. I think that is the coolest thing. And again, you can find us on SoundCloud. If you've missed the last two shows, you can go on SoundCloud and hear those shows. Well, I want to thank again Dr. Tanya Lowe for being our special guest last week. And we have some amazing guests coming up this season. Make sure you continue to wash your hands. Keep your hands out of your face and your eyes. Spray your repellent, your Lysol, your disinfectant, all those other good things that you need to do in order to stay healthy.
Go to the grocery store.
Stay out of the grocery store. I tell you, every grocery store is full. On my way here this morning to the studio, it was absolutely crazy. Every Dollar Tree, every Dollar General, every food store was absolutely crowded. I had a chance to go to BJ's this last night, and it was ridiculous. All the shelves were, as BJ's being as big as it is and having as much that it has to offer, to have the shelves empty like that. All the bread was gone. All the chicken was gone. It was like it was total panic, but it was really sad. So on this note, I like to leave with you. You are a child of God. You have everything that you need that God will allow you to have. As long as you're doing His will and His way, He's going to take care of you. He is our provider. Don't be afraid of what's going on out here, but do be prepared. Thank you again for joining me here today on The Fuller View. I love you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right?
jumpy.